Hello, my name is Brian Novoselsky, and I'm an associate editor with Drug Topics. Today, I'm joined by Tom Utek, CEO of IA, an innovative pharmacy solutions company. He's here to discuss his company's centralized pharmacy fulfillment model and how IA is helping community pharmacies nationwide. Thank you so much for joining me today, Tom.
Thanks, Brian. It's good to see you again.
Awesome. So getting right into it, what trends are you seeing in the current market landscape for centralized pharmacy fulfillment? And how are you factoring these trends into your long-term strategy?
Great question. So early adopters of central fill tended to be in the larger retail chains and supermarkets, but we're now seeing growth in smaller retail independents, but also in the health system market. So more and more, there's staffing challenges out there, pharmacists being overburdened, and also just reimbursement pressures overall. We're really seeing more interest beyond the bigger initial adopters that we saw in the market.
Awesome. So I guess moving more toward the technology side of centralized fulfillment, how does IA software meet the evolving needs of your customers?
Our software has really been designed to scale based on customer size and volume. We service customers that have smaller central fills, typically what we see in the health system market, all the way up to larger customers in retail. And then we also service customers in the government within the Veterans Administration. And so really a wide gamut of size and scale. But there's really some key things within our software that helps customers across all those different segments. When you look at inventory management, so all these sites need to manage the inventory effectively to be able to fulfill the prescriptions and meet promise times, but they also need to be able to prioritize the work. So as the work's coming in to the central fulfillment, being able to fulfill it back to the stores or mail even out to the client in time for when that medication is needed. And a lot of that's driven by data insights. So our software produces a lot of knowledge and insight for the customer to be able to optimize their system. So really looking at historical patterns and patterns they're seeing today, both in dispense profiles and how they're staffing the site to be able to understand what's the optimum go-forward plan to meet the customer needs. We really talk about our software being scalable for growth. So we have a lot of customers, especially in the health system market, that will start with the smaller systems. So they may do 1,500 a day, but they'll scale that over time to whether it's 3,500 or 5,000 prescriptions a day. So really building a system with a software platform that can scale to all volumes and all sizes.
What factors should pharmacies consider when evaluating the switch to a centralized fulfillment solution?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think when you look at switching to a centralized fulfillment solution, you really need to reassess the operations. Pharmacy, historically, the operations haven't changed a lot in the last 20 some years, but really how your operations are going to function. And then what kind of workflow integration are you going to do? And so there's workflow that happens upstream from us in the pharmacy management systems, and really looking at what work and what prescription types are going to be moving over into central fill is also important. And then how they're going to manage inventory. So one of the benefits of moving to a central fill is being able to pull back inventory that may be deployed out in the stores. And so really understanding that strategy going forward to be able to service patients that do come into the pharmacies, but then also support them long-term with maintenance meds out of the central fulfillment centers.
Great. So sticking more with pharmacy and pharmacists in general, how does centralized pharmacy fulfillment address the evolving role of pharmacists in today's healthcare landscape, particularly in light of increasing patient demands?
Centralized fulfillment actually helps pull work away from the pharmacist, the fulfillment task. And Being able to alleviate some of that work or move that out of the direct line in those pharmacists that are in patient facing settings. And so that actually helps the pharmacist to free up time to do things. We're actually in a period right now with vaccinations being very important around COVID and the flu. So it helps them free up time to be able to enable some of those services within those settings. And so it also enables them to really expand into other services. So we see pharmacists being able to practice at the top of their license. And in some states, they're actually able to do more than just vaccinations. And so they can provide that frontline care. It also addresses staffing challenges. Not all stores are able to staff the hours that they want to, just based on staffing shortages within certain regions of the United States. And so this helps alleviate some of that. It can also help with turnover too, just easing that burden on the frontline staff. You may have less turnover out there. And so as the population continues to age, we're going to see more demand put on that frontline pharmacist to provide some patient care activities. And so central fill will continue to be an important critical part in the whole pharmacy community going forward.
It's really great to see kind of the overarching pharmacy issues being solved with technology and solutions like this. One more question on the other side of kind of how pharmacists see the centralized fulfillment model. What concerns might pharmacists have about switching to a centralized fulfillment model, and what strategies could they use to alleviate those concerns?
I think the concern always at the core is just change. So this is a change in how prescriptions are fulfilled. And obviously, pharmacists worry about the quality of the work they provide. We want to be make sure that each prescription is high quality and has the proper checks and balances to be safe for the patient. And so, I think the central fulfillment, utilizing and leveraging technology can actually produce as high of quality, if not higher, of product to the end patient as far as the prescription being fulfilled. It allows them to actually change how they interact with the patient. Not that they are not trusted advisors today, but I think it can help increase that trust with the patient, helping them with their care, providing a deeper understanding of the medications that they're on. And as I said earlier, really providing the alternative services, whether that's immunization or testing or other things. And so while there could be concerns, and I think it's more around change management and changing what they do, I think the rewards can also be really helping that patient and building a tighter relationship with them going forward.
Great. Well, that's all I have for you today. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Thank you, Brian.